You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The draft was interesting. I watched the entire draft from literally from start to finish, and this may have been the first time that I've ever done that. Just watching it, because you know sometimes in the past, like, you'd watch it and you're like, all right, wait, when are the Nuggets picking again?
Right.
But I think because of the night prior, right, and the two nights prior to the draft and all the movement that started to happen throughout the league, with obviously Chris Paul being a part of the Golden State Warriors now, I mean, that whole Marcus Smart trade with Porzingis trade, and a lot of things have changed since the last time that, you know, that we spoke, right? Because I think at that moment, it was really just the Bradley Beal, right? It was just Bradley Beal going to the Suns. But now, Kristaps Porzingis is now on the Boston Celtics. Tyus Jones, you know, moved over now and to the Wizards. And it's kind of interesting because I'm assuming he's probably taking Monte Morris's spot. Because Tyus Jones is going to start. He is going to start. And then Marcus Smart going to the Grizzlies, obviously now with Ja Morant being suspended, right? He has a 25-game suspension. So Marcus Smart is going to be, I would assume, their placeholder now, especially since they let Tyus Jones go over to the Wizards, right? So it's an interesting time. And I think that's why I watched the draft, because I was waiting to hear like a little Woj bomb, as they call it, during the draft, to see, oh my gosh, like maybe this thing. I mean, I knew the Nuggets wouldn't really make like a big splash, if anything, because I mean, you know, as the champions, especially with your core being locked in for like the next two seasons, essentially, you don't try to make too big of a splash, right? You just try to, you know, supplement and get certain areas that you may lose in free agency. Obviously, we've been talking about Bruce Brown, and he did in fact opt out of that. So before we start breaking down the actual draft selections, what were your thoughts like when you did see the official report that Bruce Brown did opt out of his player option contract?
Yeah, I mean, it really didn't surprise me one bit, to be honest with you. Like, not one iota. Like, there was no part of me that thought he was gonna not opt out, because even if he stays with the Nuggets, the best way to bring him back is going to be through some form of re-signing him at the highest number possible. And that would not be under the player option. So I still am fuzzy on what that number can actually look like for him. But I think like any Nugget fan out there, we're all hopeful that somehow that can still happen, somehow they can work it out. But I think they did get some insurance through the draft in the event that he does not stay with the Nuggets. And I think it's a 50-50 thing, and I think we all want him to stay. I think there was the good vibes that, you know, Mike Malone said in his drunken stupor, where he said, hey, you know, Brucey B's not leaving us and whatever. But reality is that he can make more money elsewhere.
For sure.
As we know, money means more to some people. Now, again, just going back a little bit, and I take him for a man of his word. And also, I think he is really ingrained in Colorado culture.
Yeah.
He did say money doesn't mean everything. But again, when you see the dollar signs and the difference, and if there's a big gap between what we can give him and someone else can, it's going to be a tough decision for him to go forward with that without getting the big payday. So I'm cautiously optimistic about him, but I'm not counting on him by any means.
Gotcha. Yeah. I mean, I feel the same way. I know, you know, even like during the parade, like I even tweeted about it. I was like, oh man, you know, Bruce Brown is staying. Like, he's not going anywhere, you know, because you got that feel while he was there looking at the crowd, gesturing like, all right, you guys want one more, you know, like you felt that from him. And I think truly he does want to stay, right? Like, that's just my feel, because this is the perfect situation for him. Like, it really is, because he's already ingrained in what the Nuggets have. He is one of the most perfect players in the league to have around Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, because he brings the different things that they don't necessarily excel in, right? And, I mean, let's be real. I mean, you said it correctly. Money is the motivation for a lot of people, even when they say it's not. Like, it's because I believe that too. Like, I always say, like, there's a lot of things that I could do to get more money in certain areas, but I choose not to do certain things because I'm like, you know what? I'm not willing to affect like my morals and things like that to do certain things, right? People sometimes just don't necessarily hold money to that high esteem in their life. And I don't know. Listen, Bruce Brown just won a championship with the Nuggets, right? What else can he try to strive for at this point? Another ring? Cool. Yeah, but that sounds good. But maybe a player like him who has been through the G League, who has been through one of these situations where he's constantly gotten snubbed from a good contract. Think about, you know, we talked about it, right? Like in his last offseason where he talked about people or teams were acting as though they were offering him stuff, but then it wasn't really there. You know, like it wasn't really a thing for him. So Bruce Brown deserves his money. That's just what it is. I mean, us as Nuggets fans, we could sit here and be like, you know what, man, Bruce, you gotta rock with the team and all. It sounds good.
Sure.
But in reality, this is a man trying to provide for himself and his family. And if that means he's gonna go leave the Nuggets to get a bag, listen, Bruce, you helped this Nuggets team win a championship. Like, no one can deny that. And if he wants to go get his money now, by all means. That's just the way I see it.
Really. I see it the same way, and actually I would never hold it against him, and he'll always be a part of Nuggets lore in the sense of that first championship. You know, he really brings two things to my mind that I really covet from his position. A, he's a high-level defender. He's not, I wouldn't say he's an elite defender, but he's certainly a good defender on the perimeter. And then the other thing is that he is somebody who will take the basketball to the hoop and draw contact or do his floater or whatever. And then he can, on a third thing, he can obviously shoot the three ball at an effective rate. So he does three things right there that definitely screams things that the Nuggets need, especially we have a lot of perimeter shooters, not a lot of people that actually will go to the hole and get a foul. As strange as that seems, if you think about Michael Porter, he's a 3-point shooter. Aaron Gordon will do that. Well, he'll do a little bully ball and go to the hoop. Jamal's not necessarily that player, neither is KCP. Obviously, right. Joker has a myriad of different moves that he goes to. But Bruce Brown is definitely somebody that does that. And I think you need that on your team.
You do.
So we definitely will miss him if he leaves. But we all hope, like we said, that he does stay. And as I said a little bit earlier, I think we did get some insurance with one of the draft picks that I'm really high on.
Very, very cool. And it is interesting because even before just the draft picks themselves, I mean, you got to think about, you know, Christian Brown, who has some similar skill sets in the fact that he is very active. He's very active offensively. Well, defensively, I should say, but he has his moments offensively. He can get to the rack. He can, you know, we saw him, his baseline cuts. He can throw it down with some power. And then, of course, the man, the myth, the legend that's kind of just waiting in the smoke right now. And Peyton Watson, like, we're sitting there and everybody's like, we saw what he did in those last couple games of the season while, you know, some of the key guys were out with like Jokic being out and Murray and Gordon, those guys just kind of just waiting in the wings. But we saw Peyton Watson in little moments. And, you know, myself, I'm watching him like, bro, what if you give him 36 minutes? I can't imagine that he's not going to be out there getting blocks, getting steals. We saw him hit a couple threes, although that's something he does need to work on because he is inconsistent in that area right now. But that's also because his minutes were inconsistent, right? So if for some reason Bruce Brown does in fact leave, I do think that Christian Brown and Peyton Watson can absolutely supplement those minutes and bring you similar production that Bruce Brown was able to bring. And you never know, one of those guys could turn into an even better player. We don't know that until they have that opportunity to show it. But I'm excited regardless, man.